fourth Sunday of Lent, very close to Easter time. Very exciting time. Well, a couple of years ago, when this text came up, we played Peter. But you all are so much older and so much more mature, certainly way past playing things like Peter. So I thought the best thing that we could do today would be to do something dignified and age appropriate. Cover your eyes with your hands. And oh, by the way, as I got this in the first place, close your eyes before you cover your hands. Because last time I said, what do you see? And one kid said, my hands. Close your eyes, cover your eyes, look with your hands. Tell me what you see.
Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing? You don't see black?
I don't see black. I see yellow.
It's like there's no light, is there? I see polka dots too. I see people walking down. Okay, now ready? On the count of three, open your eyes. And uncover your hands. One, two, three.
Peek-a-boo!
You still go ahead. Now, what do you see? Light. Colors. The opposite of dark. What else do you see? What is that? You can see things all of a sudden. All of you are used to being able to see. Now, we have covered our hands. I thought about doing this and then I remembered about our liability insurance. If we have covered your hands and started walking around, what would happen? You would bump into things, you'd be careful before something, you'd probably fall down and crack your head wide open. Or as my mother used to say, you'd probably put it on your hands. You can see. Well, Jesus tells the story about blind men. Or, I'm sorry, John tells the story about blind men who is able to see as Jesus heals. Well, you know, I don't know if you've ever known anybody who's blind. I've known some people who are blind. In fact, where I live, there is a school for the blind. And so, when you drive around my neighborhood, you'll always see people walking around with white canes. Now, some of them maybe were born blind. Sometimes they became blind later in their life. But did you know they see? They see in a different way. When you uncovered your eyes, you saw lions. And some of them can see light. Sometimes they're like me and just everything's a little blurry. But they got a cane and they walk around and they tap. That's what it kind of seems like they're doing. They are kind of going a little bit. But you know what they're really doing? They're tapping. And you know what they're doing? They're
listening.
They can hear how sound bounces off of things or doesn't bounce off of things. And you know, over time, they get to where they can pretty well see where they're going with their ears. They have to learn to see in a new way. Well, sometimes they have helpers and teachers, and they, I guess, somebody along the line is like, the best way for someone to learn how to help a blind person is to be blind. So what they do is they get these masks and they put the masks over their eyes and they have to walk around and try to learn to do what their blind friends can do. And I have to tell you, they're not very good at it. And I'll never forget the first time I pulled up to a corner and the light was getting ready to change and the sighted person who had the mask over his eyes started to walk out into the street and the blind person put his hand up. They see in a different way. And that's what Jesus is talking about for us. where Jesus heals us and gives us God's grace, God's teaching us to see in a new way, to see with God's love, to hear and to speak and to see differently. That's what God does for us in God's grace, in God's love. So that when we see our friend or someone who we don't even know, who's lonely and tired, we can look at that person and say, who cares? I'm too busy. Or we can see with new eyes and see a child. Or maybe you see someone who's hungry or homeless on the street and think, I better walk around that person and I better not be anywhere near them. They look terrible. Or you can see or you can see trash sitting on the beach and you can think, those darn tourists don't care about us at all. I know it's not me. Or you can think that you care about us. So Jesus helps us to see because of the way that Jesus loves us, the way that Jesus loved the man who was blind. He healed him and he could see it in a new way, and so God loves us. So thank you all very much. And next time this story comes around, I'm going to tell you the story about the man with the dress. And don't let me forget it. 3 years from now, you'll be a little old if that's what we're talking about.